Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case Watch.
Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And we're back.
We're back again, guys. Guess who's back? Back again.
So last episode, we worked our way through the Chris Watts case all the way up through August 13th, where Chris kills Shanann and their daughters. This guy is a total scumbag, total douchebag.
Yep.
Remember, we need your help, guys. 603-212-4600 and leave us your best douchebag drops. Get creative.
Yep.
Have some fun with it. And hear yourself on each and every episode from this point moving forward.
We'll get a douchebag button of all the creeps.
Yes. I love it.
And
I think it's such a great idea.
All we want for Christmas is a 5-star review. A 5-star review. Please.
The way that makes you happy, Charity comes in today, she's like, we got 2 new positive reviews.
It does. That helps the algorithm. I can't speak. It helps the algorithm and that it makes it so we can keep doing this.
So I'm going to pull the shades back here a little bit.
The shades.
So we usually record on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Today's actually Sunday.
Yep.
And
oh, I just like bit the microphone. That was weird.
Watching the Patriots get mauled on TV.
Oh,
so
suck.
It was a perfect time to record because right now, as you're listening to this, I am in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. So this episode was recorded in advance.
So guys, this was a double pounder.
This is a double pound town.
The creeps have been talking.
It's never good.
Totally need new merch. Double pounder. That's a good one. Our creeps have been giving suggestions. We need new merch.
I have to get some design time down.
Yeah.
So that being said, if you are in the greater Indianapolis area, and you want to come hang out, shoot me a message. Mark's always open. I meet with people wherever
he's always open, guys.
Open for business.
Oh,
yeah.
Winkity, wink, wink, wink.
That's what she said.
I can't wink. This is my wink, Mark. I
what
look like I'm having
weird
a seizure.
Face that you're doing?
Sometimes, between that one and this one.
Oh, I hate that one.
No, you said you'd still be friends with me. You just wouldn't look at me.
Sometimes when I get really nervous, I shove my hands in my armpits and I go and sniff them.
We could do a cartoon of me making that face and that could be on a shirt.
And that would probably be our best seller. That and the Sophie shirt.
Oh, the Sophie shirt.
There is on there, guys. In each one of the show notes, there's a group of links.
Yes.
So you can buy your shirts and merch here. You can just click on it, go there and take a peek. It's in each and every single episode's show notes.
Guys.
Right now, there's still Team Sophie up there.
Yep.
Crime Creeps for Life.
Yep.
We have the Rainbow Crime Creeps. There's probably 10 different shirt designs.
And guess what? I drink out of my Case Watch mug, my douche tree mug, every morning.
I love mine.
I love mine too. I look at it.
But I don't adornly. Have one of the ones from our site. I have the ones that Victoria sent us for Christmas.
Oh, I love that one. I use that one all the time.
I do use
I bring that,
a lot.
One. I actually bring that one to work with me because it's advertising for our number one for our podcast, but it also holds delicious fluids that keep me from passing out at work, which is nice.
Delicious fluids.
Ew.
I
gross.
Don't drink coffee. I love the smell of it, but I love my hot chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I could see you sip. So you do you drink that in your
yeah
case watch?
In my work trailer. So yesterday marks the end of my season. My last race was yesterday. So the trailer's now blocking the entire part of my driveway because I pulled in here yep. really late at night. So in my trailer, I actually have a coffee maker that I just used to make hot chocolate with.
Oh, nice.
People will come in and like my Keurig has never had coffee through it.
Do you say, can I offer you some hot chocolate?
No, like one of the people that worked for me brought coffee and like, I'm going to make one of these. Like, the heck you are. I'm not having coffee
Don't
flavored.
Don't taint my Keurig with your coffee.
Don't taint your Keurig. Ew, gross.
Let's stop saying the word taint. And you just made the face that I make that you just said is yucky.
That is pretty
You just
gross.
Did the teeth. You just did the teeth. I saw it. Guys, Mark, I like your hair long. It looks nice. Guys, he's got beautiful curls. I am
really
a hairdresser,
long.
So clearly I noticed. I think you should leave the top long like that. I think it looks really good.
Kristen says to me today, she's like, did you ask Charity if she can just cut your hair real fast?
I like it. I think it looks really nice.
She's like, I kind of like it long.
I think it looks nice
long. I'm going to go for that
you look
90s
very,
wrestler long hair.
No, she's not like, wrestling. You look very flowy. Like you could just run. Guys, he can just run his fingers through it.
That's what she said. I'm sure your next girlfriend will like it a lot.
Oh.
That's what she said to me.
Well,
so
you
if
know.
We have time, Charity, I might need you to hit it with a razor.
All right.
But yeah, get your calls in here. Get the douchebags rolling in. Before we roll into this biggest douchebag of ever, Charity's got some weird ass history. But like I said, if you right now you're cruising around Indy listening to Case Watch saying, hey, wonder what Mark's doing. I'm here and I'm in Indy for the entire week. So if you want to come hang out with me, shoot me a message. Have fun. Offers always
awesome.
Out there. Charity, come on out to Indy. It's going to be cool. I'll be out at PRI.
Okay.
All right, let's get some weird ass history.
This is some weird ass history. I love weird ass history.
I do too.
So here is a cute little belief from 1912 that got a little bit aggressive.
Oh boy.
Hans Horbiger and his colleague Philip Foth had quite the theory of the scientific form. Guys, this was in the 1900s, so it really wasn't that super long ago. Just keep that in mind when you're hearing this.
I'm just wondering now.
These two well-revered scientists, gurus, some say, said that not only were the planets and stars made of ice, but humans were also as well. Guys, this was in the 1900s. 1900s, guys.
Yeah.
They said that the Milky Way formed when a giant-ass star slammed into a dead giant-ass star that was filled with water.
Oh, I love it.
They said that the collision made ice. So if the Milky Way was made of ice, then so wasn't everything and everyone. I mean, totally normal.
I kind of want a Milky Way now. Those are really good.
Other scientists thought this was hogwash at first, saying there was lack of evidence to prove it. To be true. Well, yeah, because people weren't melting.
Right.
I mean, hello. Some evil Nazis, however, did believe Horbiger's belief and said it was better than any of the beliefs set forth from Jewish scientists.
Super jealous of that last name.
This belief fed into the power of the Nazis or the power that the Nazis had, and support for the belief from the wrong people gained momentum.
Hmm.
The Nazis even believed that the Aryan race was made of ice. So it had to be better than all the others, dumbasses.
Unleash the power of the sun. Melt them away.
Melt them, but we will not melt.
Oh, I love idiots.
Thank goodness that the smart people of the world knew this belief couldn't possibly be correct. I can't.
I love it.
I can't.
That can't. Was my snort.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I liked that.
People are dumb.
In the Middle Ages, Mark, cotton was a very important article to get a hold of, and it still is today. This one is a delight, by the way. I'm just going to say that right now.
Oh, boy. You are. Look at you. You're excited.
There are many kinds of fabrics nowadays, but cotton. Look, the feel of cotton.
Of cotton. The fabric of our lives. That was like that in the mm-hmm. Folgers commercial
yeah.
growing up.
Yeah.
When they would sneak the son from the military back home.
It, oh, always be like and he makes the coffee while everyone's sleeping. Makes oh, the coffee it's so they, good. They That's up. Coming. It's a Christmas one. It's coming. Yep. Yep. The commercials that make you cry are coming, guys. They always do that before the holidays. You notice
My
that?
My entire childhood, all I thought you needed was a Hanes cotton t-shirt and some Folgers. And
That's
life
right.
was good.
And life was good. Yeah.
It's And that Lamborghini that everybody seemed to have on their wall as a California Highway Patrol car. That was one that all my friends had. So Charity is over there having computer issues. So I'm letting her 3 out of 5 tech ability assist her.
Okay. I'm plugged in. It said my battery was low, but I'm plugged in. And it kept making a noise saying that it was going to go into low battery mode. And I don't want that because then it gets darker.
I think that's so funny.
Anyways, so yes, cotton is still a very important fabric nowadays. Yes. But in the Middle Ages, cotton was imported from India. Where did cotton come from before it was imported, you ask? It, of course, came from a plant that grew. Vegetable lambs.
What?
You heard me right. Not an animal lamb, a vegetable lamb. Think of how convenient it would be to have vegetable versions of animals today. Vegetarians and vegans would be delighted. Sir John Mandeville was the first person to throw this belief out there in the 14th century. He believed that a plant found in Russia was the plant that grew all the little veggie lambs.
Oh my God.
Do you not love that you can't make this stuff up? The world later found out that most of what world traveler John had to say was rumor, very exaggerated, or just an outright made up lie. I don't like this John guy. I don't
John
like him.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
Yeah, he was one of those that just made stuff up to make himself appear cooler, I think.
Yeah, like next week, I'm gonna win the Megabucks. I'm super rich.
I'm wicked rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people, they stink.
There was much talk about these veggie lambs, and the stories got more and more strange. One story suggested that the veggie lambs would eat the pods from their flower and die. I guess that's kind of like a human eating another human.
That's so weird.
Other stories told were that the veggie lambs were eaten by wolves as soon as they grew big enough. That's why you didn't actually see the veggie lambs, Mark.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes total sense. Then there was just rando writers that would write about how they supposedly saw these veggie lambs with their very own eyes.
Do you think they made veggie cats to make Chinese food?
I don't. Yeah. Oh, stop. Regardless.
I freak out, Kristen, every time we have Chinese
food.
Oh,
God, I hate that you do that.
Sophie always jumps up and I always share my food with her. She eats with me.
And then
all
you tell
the
her
time.
She's a cannibal?
No, I look at her whenever we have Chinese food and I said, no, you're not a cannibal. You can't have this. And it drives Kristen nuts. I'm surprised she's still with me, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Well, you know, she's happy. That's all that matters.
Right. It's like weird.
The veggie lamb legacy would finally end by the 1600s when people realized there were no such thing as veggie lambs, which I think is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I bet they were cute or imagined to be cute at least. What must a veggie lamb look like?
I'm going to have to look it up on the Google machine later.
Oh, let me look it up. I wonder if they have a picture of a veggie lamb. What does a vegetable... I don't know why I said it like that.
Vegetable
lamb look like? I mean, would it look like, probably a regular lamb, right?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh my God, I just found this. This is literally from Miss Wiki. The creature grown from the melon-like seeds described was said to grow to 2.5 feet, resembling a lamb in most ways except a few. It was said to have blood, but not true flesh, as it more closely resembled that of a crab. Unlike a normal lamb, its hooves were said to be made of parted hair. Ugh, this is what it looks like.
Ew.
Guys, you have to Google this. So it's literally a plant right? Like, it looks like it comes right from the ground, and it has leaves. And then on the very top, instead of a flower, it's a little tiny animal.
That is gross.
I love this. I didn't even know that it was on Miss Wiki.
Well, she's very smart.
Yeah, here it is, the illustration in the 17th century.
That is so funny.
Yeah. In the cotton plant. I mean, hey, it made it to Miss Wiki, so it had to have happened.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all I'm saying about that. That's all I had. Those were just two honorable mentions right now.
And that's all I got to say about
that. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, let me really quickly catch you up to where we are.
Yes, catch them up, Mark.
Just remember this cautionary tale, because this all started with a friend's request on Facebook in 2010 that set everything in motion between Chris and Shanann.
That's right.
They would go on to get married.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 2013, their first child, Bella, would be born, followed by a second, Celeste, in 2015. They also filed for bankruptcy that year. Shanann really goes out of her way to show the world that they're in a loving, happy relationship, all while Chris is doing the wild hog dance with Nicole Kessinger.
Now, not to interrupt you, Mark, but I do want to state, too, I don't know if we said this before, so we did say that she was a seller for the company that sold Thrive.
Yep.
And a lot of her social media was directed because of Thrive to, like, tell people about it, but she gained a lot of followers, and that's why she shared her personal life with them.
Yep.
And she kind of became, like, a role model, I think.
Well, Nicole would go on to shop for wedding dresses just after 2 months. Shanann went on a business trip, and that is where we are on August 13th when Shanann returns from her trip only to be killed by Chris and his douchebaggery. I'm going to go ahead and reread the segment we ended with.
Yes,
and then we'll move forth from there.
Yep.
August 13th, Chris kills Shanann and their daughters. Chris wakes Shanann as he's getting ready to go to work and wants to talk about their marriage and future. Despite Shanann carrying their unborn child, who had already been named Nico Lee, he tells her about his affair and that their marriage will not last. Shanann replies that Chris will not see his kids again, and he strangles her to death.
God.
Bella, who was 4, comes in and asks what's wrong with mom, and Chris wraps Shanann in a blanket and carries her to his truck. He puts the two children in the back seat and drives to his work site. He then smothered Celeste in the back seat and put her body in an oil tank, and unfortunately does the same thing to Bella in a separate oil tank. Chris also buried his wife in the ground nearby.
Gross.
That he later confessed from prison.
Gross. Now, first of all, we don't know if these are the events that actually took place in this order, because there's only one person who's reporting what happened, the person who killed them.
Correct.
So we don't know if she even said to him, you won't see your kids again.
A lot of times they whitewash the truth to make themselves not look as bad.
Or make themselves feel better, right?
Yep.
In general. But here's those poor girls. Can you imagine knowing their mother is wrapped up in a blanket?
It's sickening to me.
It's disgusting. And how scared they must have been the last moments in their lives. Ugh. All right, let's just continue on. So, Chris, now this was all over the news. The Denver ABC affiliate, he told them, they reported that he said, I left for work early that morning around 5:15 to 5:30. And he did admit that he and Shanann had an emotional conversation, is what he said. Emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on August 13th, still around 1:40 p.m., still no Shanann. So her friend, Atkins, she was very concerned and contacted the police, because she was the one who knew that they had been having some struggles. And I think she felt uneasy. I do. So later that day, she was worried because she didn't hear from Shanann, and she called and texted with no return. And she said, I knew she had a doctor's appointment that morning because she was pregnant, but she didn't show up for it. And I was even more concerned. So finally, around 1:40 p.m. is when Shanann was actually reported missing. So her friend Nicole calls the police, and they come to do a welfare check. Shanann's phone, her keys, her pocketbook were all found at the house, which is very odd, very mm-hmm. odd. Why would you leave all those personal belongings at the house? And according to the news stations, Chris said, she said she was going to a friend's house with the kids, and that the last thing I that was the last thing I heard. It was very vague.
Oh, something's in my nose here.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Sorry. I think I got it all out there.
I like how he just whipped that out of his ass. Oh, she was going to a friend's house to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe she took the kids and left me. Like, feel bad for me. Poor Chris.
This right here is the site that everybody remembers the most out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yes.
As the Colorado Bureau of Investigation issues an endangered missing alert, Chris talks to the Denver ABC's affiliate and pleads for their return.
Oh, disgusting.
Shanann, Bella, Celeste, if you are out there, just come back. Like, if somebody has her, just please bring her back. I need to see everybody. I need to see everybody. Again, this house is not complete without anybody here. Please bring them back.
Gross. Do you remember watching him and them interviewing him, right? And then they start talking, right, about how the neighbors have cameras. His face when they told him that, because they had the police body. You guys, do yourself a favor and go watch the body cam for when the first interviews police did with him. Very odd behavior.
Especially when the next day, the FBI joined the search for the missing mother and daughters. Chris, the douchebag, fails a polygraph test.
Yep.
And confesses to his father, Ronnie.
Yep.
And then officials that he killed Shanann, but falsely claims that the reason for his murder was because she had smothered their daughters.
That made me so angry. When you can, again, watch all this footage.
It's actually
in the documentary on this case. There's a documentary, and you can hear his father talk. His father knew, and he just kept looking at him saying, did something happen? You need to tell me. Do you know something? You need to tell. His father was so calm. Mm-hmm. And when he ever said that she smothered them, you just murdered your whole family, and you're putting blame on your pregnant, dead wife.
It's sickening.
So on the 16th, Shanann, Bella, and Celeste's bodies were found at Chris's work site. And at the same day, Chris appeared in Weld County Court for a bond hearing. And he's denied.
Right.
Oh, boy. On the same day, Kessinger, you know, the mistress.
The one who's looking for love in all the wrong places.
She was brought in and spoke to the police. And she had this to say. I legitimately think his cheese was sliding off his cracker long before he met me.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know, like, that he was losing his crap. I don't know. Why would you word that like that? You just like to hear yourself talk clearly, because that sounds ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Let's flash cut to the 21st of August, 2018. A week after he pleaded for their safe return, Chris is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, plus 2 additional first-degree murder charges for the victims being 12 or younger.
Good.
Additionally, he faces another count for the unlawful termination of a pregnancy, plus 3 counts of tampering with a body.
Good.
A total of 9 charges.
Delightful is all I have to say to that.
About 72 less than he needs to be charged with.
Yeah, that part's true. So on September 1st, 2018, a funeral for Shanann and her daughters takes place in North Carolina. They're remembered at the funeral at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Pinehurst, North Carolina. It was a 90-minute ceremony. I can't talk, seriously. And it started with the singing of Amazing Grace. And they didn't once mention Chris. Thank God.
Good.
The priest read a statement from Shanann's father, Frank Zurek. I'm sorry if I butchered that. It said, "You are nothing but pure love, always caring for everyone. You will always be daddy's little girl." Oh my God, that could make me like cry right now. That is horrific. Like, that puts it into true perspective that these poor grieving parents not only lost their daughter they love so much, but their grandchildren. That is, disgusting.
Yes, we, like you said, that's the thing. They were now probably preparing for the next child to be here.
Yeah.
And it's all gone.
All gone.
I can't
even
imagine
that. For zero reason. Again, so many other things that could have been done. He did not have to stay in that marriage. He didn't want to deal with child support, selling the house, all of that.
But he liked his life.
But how stupid are you? How ridiculously stupid are you to think if you just off your family that they just go away and nobody's going to figure it out?
Can we just do a PSA?
Yes. I would like that. Oh, I wish we had.
We'll do a professional one here. Ready?
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark from Case Watch True Crime Podcast.
And I'm Charity from Case Watch True Podcast.
We discover the lowest of the low in this world while we've been doing this podcast. I'm going to go ahead and tell you one thing that connects them all. Hey, idiot, most people don't get away with murder. Stop killing people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This cameras.
If you think you are so smart to go out there and think that I'm going to outsmart them because I watch CSI.
My neighbor's cameras won't see me putting something that's adult human size rolled up in a blanket in my vehicle in the middle of the night and driving off.
I've watched all the episodes of that hot emo girl on NCIS.
Yep.
I can get away with crime.
Yep.
You cannot.
Nope.
For the vast majority of crimes that go unsolved is a sliver to the ones that are solved.
That's right.
Stop killing people.
Yep.
Stop. Stop committing horrendous crimes against children, against families, because you're going to be caught. And then let's look at the survival of the fittest. Just look at it as a way of your freedom is now going to be taken away.
Yeah.
So if you don't care about them, care about you. You're not getting away with it.
But not only that, Mark. Sorry, I'm going to continue on. That was a wonderful PSA. I enjoyed that.
Let me end it.
Meow.
Very good. See, if we had a douchebag, we could just press the douchebag button.
Yes.
Let me end it with this, okay? You also have an entire other family that is grieving for the loss of their, whether they thought Shanann was good for him or not, that still was their daughter-in-law. Those were their grandkids. They knew that they had another grandbaby on the way, and now their son is taken out of their life forever. You don't just affect yourself. This is a domino effect that affects families, friends. It's absolutely disgusting.
We discussed this with the whole Gabby Petito case that we first had here.
Yep.
Even though we all think that the man who we will never speak of, the total douchebag, was a douchebag, and we didn't like his family and all this stuff too.
Yep.
But they also lost everything that meant something to them.
That's
right. They didn't choose to have this happen to them.
Nope.
We need to remember that sometimes.
We do.
So let's go ahead and a flash cut to November 6, 2018. Chris pleads guilty to all 9 counts.
Of course he does, because he was caught red-handed. Sorry.
Shanann's family requests that the death penalty not be sought. I would not. I would be like, let's make him into Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's me.
But maybe they thought, okay, let me, and I don't know fully what they're thinking, but maybe they thought that him spending the rest of his life in jail after killing children, with what happens in jail to people who kill children and women, and have to reflect on what he did for the rest of his life would be more painful than him than just ending his life right away.
No.
You don't think?
Nope, 100% not, because in my mind, he would be segregated from all the people that would hurt him.
Oh, that's right, because they do
that. He'd be put into protective custody.
Ugh.
And he has a mind complex where he is king. So he would probably go in there and become king crap. This is probably what goes
gross.
On.
Gross. I hope not.
It's sickening to me.
I hope not.
Her family is clearly better people than me because yeah. I would be like, let's burn this dude.
That was my point. I would want him to suffer. I wouldn't want them to just give him like lethal injection or whatever, like pull limb from limb.
Hey guys, it's Monday. We're sticking needles underneath your fingertips today.
Yes. It's too easy. It is too easy. The death penalty is too easy. Yes, they have the fear leading up to it and the, you know, scared about how, but like, let's go back to stoning. stoning.
Here we go. Hunger Games.
Yes.
Let's stop taking the good people to put in Hunger Games and let's start putting the douchebags in.
Douchebags.
They're all going to die eventually.
Yeah.
But they don't know when.
Yep. In a situation like this, where there is not one shadow of a doubt that he did this to his family, there's no reason why he shouldn't suffer. I'm sorry. I inhumane. Sorry, he wasn't humane. What he did was far from humane.
He shoved two of his precious children in oil tanks.
Oil tanks. That is so disgusting.
And murdered the child in his wife's belly on top of her.
Yeah.
So I have, if anybody even comes at me with anything with this, I'll just refer you to idontcare.com.
Yes, like, I don't care.
I really don't care.
ZeroFs.com.
No Go F's there and given. Mention.
It's your opinion, Mark. It's fine.
Oh, 100%. November 19, 2018, Judge Marcelo Kopkow calls the murder spree perhaps the most inhumane and vicious crimes I have ever handled out of the thousands of cases I have seen. Keep that in mind. Put that into perspective. This has been a judge for a long time.
Yep.
He went on to issue 5 life sentences without the possibility of parole, including 48 years for unlawful termination of Shanann's pregnancy, 36 years for disposing of the bodies of his family. Also on this day, Shanann's parents filed for a wrongful death lawsuit against Christopher Watts.
Good.
100%.
I don't know what they'll get from him, but still, whatever. Oh, Mark, this was just what you were saying.
Well, I think what they're doing is now they're preventing his case to be sold and for any profiteering from this from anybody without it going to them.
Yes.
Which they're entitled to.
So December 3rd, 2018, Chris is moved from Colorado to Dodge Correctional Facility in Waupun, Wisconsin.
Sounds like a sneeze.
Because of safety concerns.
Where do they move Chris to?
Who cares? Who cares? Safety concerns? Your safety is not my concern, sir. I am sorry. I don't understand. No. Oh, he wasn't concerned for the safety of his.
Oh, I know. I agree. 100%.
On February 18th, 2019, in a 5-hour interview from prison, Chris recounts the harrowing details of his young daughter's final moments and confesses to killing them and disposing of their bodies. He says, "This was like the epitome of being angry, the epitome of showing rage, the epitome of losing your mind." He even admitted that the oldest daughter, Bella, asked if he was going to do the same thing he did to his sister. And the 4-year-old tried to fight back, Mark.
I can't even.
Oh, my God.
This makes
Can you imagine
sick.
Her saying, "Daddy," crying, "Daddy, are you going to do that to me?" And he still did it.
Ugh.
That, he doesn't even deserve an interview.
Somebody somewhere in Waupun, Wisconsin, or wherever that place is, needs to show Mr. Watts what the dark side of the moon looks like, if you get my drift.
He can't because they're protecting him, Mark.
Yeah.
The concerns for his safety are real, and they don't want him getting hurt in jail.
You, sir, may F off because I don't have any concerns.
Well, and if someone takes him out, he can't file a lawsuit. Just saying.
Right.
Sorry.
November 18th, Chris is ordered to pay Shanann's parents.
This is just what you were talking about.
$6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a year after Shanann's parents filed the civil lawsuit, Weld County Judge Todd Taylor rules that Chris owes Shanann's parents $6 million. And the breakdown of that is $3 million for the deaths and $3 million for emotional pain. The amount will grow with 8% interest.
Good.
While they'll likely get any of this money, it does, as I said, prevent Chris from profiteering from the murders in any way.
Yep. Disgusting.
I can't even with this case. We've had this in our opening since we switched the opening up from the original Gabby Petito one mm-hmm. to the new opening. And it's been one of the questions that I get asked the most. When are you going to talk about it? When are you going to talk about it? Let's discuss just for a minute, because we do are a little bit early on light on this.
So also, before you continue, Mark, I do at some point want to go back on these big high-profile cases, now that we've done the timeline, and go back. And I want to do my normal research where I discuss Shanann's childhood, Chris's childhood. Like, for all accounts, it looks like he came from a wonderful home. And
it makes me wonder, if there was signs along the way.
I don't know. And you can't, in this case, you can't say that something just clicked. Oh, I punched the microphone.
The microphone
again.
Clicked when you punched it.
My hair is like, I don't know what's going on. All right. So he didn't just flip a switch, right? He planned this.
He had to.
He planned this. He thought about where he was going to put these bodies. Oh, if I put them in an oil drum, they'd never be found. Why would they look there? Because it's your place of work, dumbass.
Right.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Douchebag. We'll take douchebag. We'll take dumbass. Any of those.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with that. I'm hoping to have a whole bunch.
Me too.
It's going to be funny when my phone starts going off and like if I'm around friends or something and all of a sudden I start playing them, they're just going to be a bunch of douchebag, douchebag, douchebag. So it makes me wonder, after we just went through this timeline, where along the way did he lose his way with her?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like they were having issues behind the scenes for a long time.
This is my opinion. I think when they started having financial troubles, I think he felt the world on his shoulders. Again, I am not making excuses, but I think he felt the world on his shoulders. He had just found out he's having another baby. I think he thought to himself, how in God's name am I going to afford this family in the way they're accustomed to living in that large house? And, you know, she worked, but not making what, you know, it basically was, they had two incomes, but his income was the income. And honestly, like even back in 2013, 14, 15, 90,000 for a house that big with cars and all sorts of stuff and being in credit card debt, that's not that much money for a family of four, soon to be five.
Oh, 100%.
And like I said, that was a beautiful neighborhood, a beautiful home. And I think things started to crumble and he started to think, I have to do something. Why he ever thought I would like to get rid of my wife and children disgusts me. Like you hear these stories, right? When somebody has an affair and they think they're head over heels in love with the new person, because guess what? It's an escape. It's an escape. As soon as the grace period goes by, as soon as you're divorced and you stay in this relationship with this person, you're going to end up exactly where you are, because the grass is never greener. I'm sorry. Unless you're in an abusive relationship, obviously.
But let's think about this for a minute. He started talking to Nicole Kessinger in June of 2018.
Yeah.
He murdered his entire family August 13th, 2018.
That's pretty quick turnaround right there.
Less than 2 months. Was she the first?
I don't know.
I'm super curious because it doesn't just get into.
I mean, nobody's come forward, but maybe they don't
you?
Want. I would never know.
If I was a girl and I had dated Chris Watts and he had cheated on his wife with me.
You would think there were others. Yep. I agree.
Oh, I'm just saying in general. And now it comes out that he kills his entire family. And you saw what just happened with Nicole being dragged through the mud too. Are you really going to raise your hand and say, oh, I slept with him too?
Right.
Like nobody's going to admit that anymore. Less than 2 months. When I look at this timeline and I really start paying attention to it, I feel like Celeste maybe was the child tried to save. Because if you remember, in June of 2015, they filed for bankruptcy.
That's right.
They were having a bunch of problems. And then in July, Celeste is born.
That's true.
So these problems go back
that far.
A ways.
Yeah.
Like I think they go back to before Celeste was born.
So he was already stressed out. Yeah. They were already having problems with their marriage and major money problems that they didn't talk to anyone about. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm pregnant again. And as she finds out she's pregnant, he's already in a relationship.
I still can't believe 2 months from talk to kill.
I know, and it still gets me what you, again, you can't say a switch was flipped because this was not a passion crime. This did not happen. This did not happen. Like, she didn't walk in and see him having sex with his new woman. And then she lost his crap and he killed her out of passion. Nothing like that happened. This is premeditated. He not only planned it, he knew how he was going to execute it, and he knew how he was going to get rid of the bodies. Here's one thought that I'm sorry that I thought of. What if the children were not fully dead?
Oh.
Right? Because he smothered them.
I don't. So they wouldn't have been able to figure that out. They would be some sort of oil residue or something in their lungs or something.
I hope. That poor one, the poor little four-year-old that watched him do it to his sister. And then knowing it was her time next. He should off himself.
Right. This is the kind of what are you thinking?
I don't know.
Because when he took off and flew to North Carolina after he was just spent a bunch of time cheating on his wife and his family.
And pretended to be a happy man with his family. Yeah.
It's gross to me. I just don't understand the ramblings of a moron.
Me neither.
And an idiot.
And there's so many other things could have been done. Yes, it would have been horrific to get divorced because clearly she wanted to try to keep the family together.
Kill yourself.
Right.
Like if you want to make a point, like I don't want anybody to hurt themselves. Ever.
No.
So I know that comes across as wrong and inappropriate. Right. But if you are bound to determine that someone has to pay.
Right.
Just take care of it yourself. Like, I don't understand.
But pay
this.
For what? What did she do to him?
She prevented him from living his life the way he wanted to.
And what did his kids do? Same thing?
Same thing. They're in the way. I don't understand how this guy in 2 months went from this to this. This has been festering for years.
And here's my other thing. Every interview I've seen him do, he is very calm when he speaks about what he did. Any person who is absolutely beside themselves with grief of what they did wouldn't even be able to give an interview.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to. I would be, I don't even know if I would survive. I mean, you single-handedly with your bare hands killed every person in your family.
It reeks of psychotic behavior is what it does.
Yes. Narcissistic, psychotic.
And I'm a narcissist, so I'm pretty good.
No, you're not. You are far from a narcissist, but he definitely was. All he cared about was himself. Even to the point, I don't know. I have no desire to know anyone like that in my life.
None whatsoever. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this week. We will see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.
Remember, douchebag phone
douche
calls.
Douchebag.
Charity.
Yeah.
Douche.
Bag.
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
I love it when it's just going to be full.
I can't wait. Guys, please make this work for us.
See ya.
Bye.